This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory. I opted for Ford. Had such a great experience with my previous one. I thought, hey, look, let's just stick with it. And so far, it's been awesome. And the buying experience was great. They could not have handled everything better. From Stanger all the way through the great experience with financing and so forth, they're top shelf. And as you know, I'm a big believer, if you're going to do something, you go with the best. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Don't forget about pre-owned inventory. Lots filled with them, and they go over each one with a fine-tooth comb. On top of that, a great service department. Inspections, routine maintenance, difficult stuff. They handle it all. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Right, the preseason game's over with. Cutdowns have been happening across the National Football League. And, of course, this is the opening week for the Nittany Lion football team taking on West Virginia. As we talked about yesterday on the show, a wild and wacky opening weekend with Georgia Tech. Was I that surprised? No, I thought Georgia Tech had a shot to win. But the important part was is that for Florida State, it wasn't just a loss. It was a conference loss along the way. Remember, they can still get to the conference championship game and get the automatic and get in as the conference champion. But the road does become more difficult, and they can't afford another conference loss. I can't imagine getting in the conference championship game with two losses. SMU has a score of 16 in the fourth quarter to beat Nevada. That was a really good game. Montana State, right? They rallied, beat New Mexico, right? Did it all in the last 6 minutes of the game in Albuquerque, no less. Crazy weekend. Now the NFL, it's going to be, what, a week from Friday? That's when the Eagles open up? Does that sound right? Yeah, that sounds right. Week from Friday in Brazil against the Green Bay Packers. And, of course, the Steelers. A lot going on with them. We're going to hear from Missy Matthews, sideline reporter for the Pittsburgh Steelers, in a few moments. Also, Jerry Dulac a little bit later in the show. And the voice of the Steelers, Rob King. And then we'll have a lot more on West Virginia coming up as the week goes. Of course, it was great to have Tony Caridi on the show yesterday, the voice of the Mountaineers. All right, great to have you with us. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Great to have you with us on the show today, and this half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by my two favorites, the Barrels and the Dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Starts stocking up for the weekend right now. Very pleased to be joined from the Steelers Network, Missy Matthews. Missy, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
So let me start with this. It's one thing for me to sit in the booth, Jack Ham and I doing Penn State games, and we have that overhead view of what's going on. When you're on the sideline, what are you looking for? What are you looking at?
You know, sometimes it really just depends. Always keeping an eye out, hoping there aren't injuries, but, you know, those are part of the game. Luckily, the NFL instituted that blue tent, which is very easy to see when that's going up. But also just trying to see how players and coaches are communicating with each other. If they're doing it nicely, if it's maybe not so nicely, how are they getting ready for their next series, things like that.
So Arthur Smith's a part of this. And by the way, I'm a big Arthur Smith guy. I thought it was a great hire. What was the sense of communication with the quarterbacks on the sideline as you watched them go through that?
Yeah, so they really gravitate towards Mike Sullivan, who was clearly the quarterback's coach last year, became co-offensive coordinator when everything happened with Matt Canada. And he's always that guy that's kind of sitting there ready to go with the tablet. They clearly have their own quarterback's coach as well, and Arthur Smith is a guy who likes to be on the sideline. He's talking to everybody. You know, the one time I'm walking past the offensive line, which they're a very big group, especially when they're sitting on a bench, and all of a sudden I look and, like, there's Arthur Smith's head. You know, he wanted to know what they were talking about. So he kind of bebops around. But I would say just through the first two games, Mike Sullivan seems to be the one that's really communicating with the quarterbacks when they come off.
What about the language that between the Russell Wilson and the Justin Fields? Do they communicate with each other often as to what they're seeing, not seeing, or are they pretty much just relying on the coaches?
No, those two, you know, I don't want to say the perfect marriage, but they are two guys who clearly have been starters, who clearly, you know what it's like to have the pressure. Clearly, Russell Wilson has a more extensive career, has a Super Bowl on his resume, but Justin Fields is very vocal. He's a very quiet guy, whereas Russ's personality is more, you notice it, you know, even if you're just walking down a hall. But talking to wide receivers, talking to each other, and, you know, going back once they traded for Fields, he even said Russell Wilson is somebody that he watches and who he liked before he got into the NFL and just his game. And now they're getting a chance to work together. And Russ is a huge leadership guy for everybody. But I think he takes some aspect of, like, it's my chance to show Justin how to be the guy and continue to be the guy in the National Football League.
All right. So there are certainly, after a couple of preseason games, a laundry list of things that people do have concerns about. But let's flip the page on that. You've been watching them. What do you like about some things you're seeing from the Steelers through the first couple of games?
Well, I know it's not saying through the games because they have not scored points on offense, but I do really like, I'm with you, the Arthur Smith hiring. If you go back and you look at how people felt about it, what had happened, not so great. But I think people have realized what he's been able to do with this group, how he's able to make George Pickens shine, Pat Freiermuth, your guy, shine, utilizing the different weapons and being unpredictable. I'm really hoping, especially since today Coach Tomlin said that Russ is going to start, we're going to see the starters, which is a little weird for a third preseason game. But to give them a chance to get into the end zone. And I think when you look at the defense, it was all about just adding to what is already really good. And Patrick Queen, he jumps out immediately, whether you're watching practice or a game or looking on the sideline. And I think that's a huge upgrade for them.
Yeah, let me ask you about Patrick Queen. Then I'm going to get to Mike Tomlin's preseason approach in a moment. I thought in the offseason, one of the top three or four free agent signings was Patrick Queen because, A, you don't have to play against him anymore, and, B, I just think he's really good. That's twice a year, maybe even three times, including a playoff. You don't have to play against that dude. But he's now on your side. Now that you see him on an everyday basis, what do you appreciate about a Missy that maybe, you know, on the opponent you didn't quite see before?
Well, I think it's very easy. If you're on the Steelers' side, the Ravens are the bad guys and vice versa. But I think when you're on the Steelers' side and the Ravens' side, you also have an appreciation for the other team because they are so similar. The stability in the head coaching position, how they like to play defense, how they like to, you know, run their offense. Obviously, Lamar Jackson, very different than Joe Flacco and the different guys that we've seen at quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. But they're still the same. You know, they draft to beat each other. You know what Steelers-Ravens is going to be like. And he's just kind of nicely transitioned that over to Pittsburgh. I'm kind of a fan of the pettiness he's been having with Marlon Humphreys, you know, and just being able to have some fun with it.
Yeah.
He was saying, you know, the grass isn't always greener. Patrick Queen goes outside, starts watering his grass, and he's drinking a glass of wine. I think there's some fun to it. It's going to add to the rivalry, but I think whether it was Steelers or Ravens, he's one of those players where you would go, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense that he would go to that team.
Now Mike Tomlin's approach in the preseason. I've always liked the fact that he has played people in the preseason, maybe not in game three, but he's played his people like, hey, look, you need to get out and at least get something in a game going. What has been your thought on Mike Tomlin's approach to preseason games, maybe compared to other coaches?
Well, I think sometimes when you look at the coaches that don't play any of their starters, you see what happens. I remember that week one game in Cincinnati where no one thought the Steelers could beat the Bengals. They didn't play their starters in the preseason, and the Steelers went in there and, you know, they whooped some butt. I think there is something about Coach Tomlin always says you have to spar to fight. The tackling in practice, any new member of the Steelers will tell you that's so different to them. Even the joint practices, you know, the Bills were, their players were saying how they were excited to get a chance to do that in practice against another team. I think it makes sense. And I think, you know, there's one less preseason game. And even last year I had to go back because I'm so used to the third preseason game, you know, being where the starters play, but then there's no fourth where they never play. And when you look at it, last year, everybody but Cam Hayward and Larry Ogunjobi played, and those two were dealing with injuries. So it makes sense that, as he said today, his famous, you know, all that are healthy will play.
Oh. And I completely agree with that because I just think the tackling part is interesting. Missy, I don't know, I can't remember, is it eight tackling days are allowed in camp, something like that. It's a lot of thud, tag off, things like that these days. And I usually feel that by game three is about the time I see in college and about game three in the NFL where I feel like tackling is pretty good. And I usually feel like the Steelers are one of the better tackling teams because they've at least done it in a couple of preseason games instead of doing tag off in practice.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're not warming up to it. It's kind of just part of what you do and it makes sense that way. So I think it has worked for them. And it's even, you know, when tackling doesn't get so clean in the middle of the season, you can put pads on then. And Coach Tomlin's not afraid to use those days. I think most teams probably say for practices, we're not putting on pads, you know, week 10. But if he doesn't like what he's seeing, he brings it back to practice, brings it back to basics is what he kind of always says, even just how much they utilize having, you know, the NFL officials there for practices to just help them. So they all get it and everyone's on the same page.
Anybody surprise you or anything surprise you during the course of this preseason?
That's a good question. I would say I want to say Beanie Bishop, but the fact that he was hurt and was not able to play in that second game I'm hopeful that, you know, he gets through this week and he is able to play in the third, because that's a spot where it was, you know, one of the highly contested competitions, quote unquote, for a position battle throughout camp. And slowly but surely, they've lost guys to injury. And I just think he, you know, being named a starter, yes, it's for the preseason as an undrafted guy, your rookie season, everyone in the media went, has this ever happened? Like, if this happens week one, like, when did this happen last, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would say him being able to translate that has been great. But again, it's really going to come down to Saturday and if he's able to play.
Okay, the running back spot. I mean, one thing about Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith's had a lot. You mentioned Pat Freiermuth. He's had a lot of success making tight ends around him better. Kyle Pitts certainly was better. And Derrick Henry looked like a pretty good product at Tennessee when Arthur was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just an opinion. Seemed like a decent back to me. what about Najee Harris and how he has taken to what Arthur Smith wants to do?
I think Najee is, well, first of all, I think there is a chip on his shoulder. He basically said that when he came to camp for report day, that was the last time he really spoke to the media. But he is one of those guys that prior to this whole thing with the fifth-year option is maniacal about how he trains in the offseason, even in season, how he takes care of his body. I mean, his rookie year, we had a chance to talk to him early in the season. He's like, well, I got to go to yoga class. And you're like, oh, he's like, well, yeah, at Alabama, you know, we did yoga. We did things to help our body get ready to play football that might not seem traditional, but they do help. He's like, I'm a running back. I go in weird places and weird positions, you know? So I think that he will thrive in an Arthur Smith offense. I hate that Jaylen Warren got hurt. Being able to possibly see those two together, I'm also interested in what that workload would be for each of them. So hopefully for week one, when the team goes Atlanta, Jaylen will be back.
All right. So Pickens is a chance to be a really special player. We know what Freiermuth can do. Washington's not a bad tight end. On the opposite side, it would be great to have some balance. So how has Van Jefferson done to this point?
I think he's been what you would call the guy who would be the quote-unquote second wide receiver who stood out the most. I also think Scotty Miller is like a sneaky pick in terms of being able to be utilized. He clearly has a relationship with Arthur Smith. He's been in his offense before. But there's just some things that he does where he stands out. We've seen it translate into the preseason games. But I just think Van came in almost refreshed. You know, he was traded. He was with a new team after he won a Super Bowl. One of those things are, you know, you're going across the country and you're trying to learn new things and whatnot. And I just think that he took the mentality at camp of the equipment guys told me Antonio Brown used to catch 300 balls on the jugs machines. Like, I'm doing it every day. Like, why would I not do that? So I like, you know, the hand in the pile, knowing and being familiar with Arthur, and then almost being like that vet, the vet guy who can kind of help. I understand George Pickens has been in the offense longer, but Van's one of those guys who's you would want your young receivers to follow.
Finally, Missy, look, we all love, respect Bill Hillgrove. Decades and decades of being just the standard bearer for so many broadcasters in this state. But it's now a new time, and Rob King is now there. What's it been like to be a part of this team, and how much are you looking forward to the future with this particular team and Rob up there in the booth?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all going to miss Billy tremendously. And, you know, he came up to training camp one day. He still texts everybody. I'm so glad he's still calling pick games and staying in football. But I actually knew Rob from when I interned back in the day at FSN Pittsburgh, for people who remember what that even was and what it is now. So I've known him for a very long time. And I think he's just one of those most respected guys who helps others. I can't tell you how many people like me can say, hey, when I was an intern or when I was younger, when I was cutting my teeth, Rob King was there. And I just think he's an awesome addition, the perfect person to take over for Billy, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Missy, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time so much, and looking forward to a fun season.
All right, thanks so much, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Missy Matthews joining us from the Steelers Network. This half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies, pickle bar leather by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. At Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. On News Radio 1070, WKOK.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour being brought to you by our good friends at NIL Game Changers, your ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Business, athletes, they'll take care of you. Go to NILGameChangers.org to begin your journey today. And we start out in our journey with Jerry Dulac. My good friend, it is always great to hear you on the other side. I hope the golf game's going well.
Well, Steve, good afternoon. Always good being with you, my friend. And sadly, once training camp starts, the golf game slows down a little bit. So that doesn't mean it stopped. It just means it slowed down.
And that's exactly what's happened to me. Training camp started. The golf game is still in gear, but slowed down. All right. So is this a Steeler team on initial read? You know, and I realize the team's playing cover two, it comes into play, but is this a team that's going to have to be an 8, 9, 10 play, 75-yard drive team and not a big play team?
Well, I think they're hoping to change that, Steve, because that was one of the problems last year. They weren't a quick strike team, and it was one of the reasons, why, you know, and that was evidenced by the fact Kenny Pickett threw only 13 touchdowns. I mean, in two seasons. Russell Wilson threw 26 last year. So that's what they're hoping to change. They're hoping to be able to strike quicker through the air. And George Pickens, you know, he might be as big a big play receiver as there is in the NFL. I mean, the catches this guy makes, you know, I was just saying yesterday, he makes the routine play look spectacular and the spectacular play look easy. And it's just day after day at training camp. I mean, he's just wowing the crowd with these catches. And you know, I think what he is able to bring to this offense with a quarterback who knows how to attack, obviously that was one of the things they want to change and hoping to change. And we're going to find out. We're going to find out if, in fact, that's the case. I like the hire of Arthur Smith. I thought he was perfect for the way they're built and the way they want to play. And, again, we're going to see, but it obviously it has to be much better than what we saw last year. You know, and they just struggled to score points, and they were just so inefficient on offense.
And I'm with you on Arthur Smith. I thought that was a great hire. But I want to get to Russell Wilson for a moment. When he was in Seattle, especially earlier in his career, like most younger players, he could really move. You know, and his ability to make a play, you know, running with the football was big. I know he wears a flak jacket, but it looked like in Denver to me that he looked heavier and slower, right? You now get to see him on an everyday basis. How does he just physically look to you?
Well, I'm with you on that. You know, the younger Russell Wilson, the way he could move around and, you know, elude tacklers and extend rushers and extend plays. I mean, he looked like Fran Tarkenton in his day.
Yeah.
And for that reason, 2-3 years ago, right when he was in Seattle, the end of his career in Seattle, I've always said if I had to pick one quarterback to take me on a minute-and-a-half drive to win the game, I might pick Russell Wilson for all the different ways he could beat you, including throwing deep because he's so accurate as a deep passer. Yes, he is thicker. And look, he's going to be 36 in November, so yeah, he's slowed down. It's kind of like Ben. When you watch a young Ben Roethlisberger and then you watch a 37-year-old Ben Roethlisberger, they were two different players.
Right.
But they have that innate ability to make guys miss and to extend plays. He's just not as fast as he used to be. Like, people in Denver told me that where he got into trouble last year is when he did that, is when he tried to extend plays and use his feet. And they said he's better off, you know, with a 2 to 3 second guy, well, 2.5. Snap, look, get rid of him. You know, obviously, he's very good with his progressions and all that. But I don't think, and I see no evidence of this, I don't think they want him back there creating plays, running around. Well, look, if he has to, okay. But I don't think that's not in their blueprint. And I think they want Russ to be, whether drop back or out of the shotgun, and I think they want to go more. I think they want to go more under center to take advantage of play action in their running game. But I don't think I think Russ is where he's going to be utilized best is in a quicker passing game and taking those shots down the field.
I also think there's a strong possibility that the offensive line he operates behind in Pittsburgh is going to be better than the one he had in Denver, especially with the moves they made with the draft and so forth. What's your opinion on that, Jerry?
I don't think there's any question, Steve. You look at the attention that they paid to the offensive line the past 2 years, signing Isaac Seumalo and Nate Herbig in free agency, drafting Broderick Jones, number one. And then this year, drafting Troy Fautanu, number one, Zach Frazier, number two, and Mason McCormick, on with their fifth pick in the fourth round. To add six guys like that, all those young guys who they're thrilled with, there is no question. And Andy Weidel came in as the assistant GM, and he came from the Eagles. He was their vice president of player personnel. It was told to me by one of their people at the time that what Andy will do is attack the lines of scrimmage. And he did it with the offensive line. His next chore for the next 2 years is to spend the same amount of attention, devote the same amount of attention on the defensive line because it needs it. So, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt when you look at their offensive line. And not only the starters, but the depth, because the depth right now is the young people right now. A lot of teams have a hard time finding a number one offensive line, let alone depth. And the Steelers have stocked themselves very well, positioned themselves very well on the line. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a big plus for them, no question.
How do you view the secondary on this team in this camp right now?
Well, I think when they weakened their wide receiver position when they traded Deontay Johnson, but they knew they weren't going to keep him. But by weakening that position, by taking away a productive number two receiver, they strengthened their cornerback position. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you Dante Jackson is a Pro Bowler, but Dante Jackson is an improvement over what they had, and he's brought a lot of speed to the secondary. Now you pair him with Joey Porter Jr. in his second year, and now maybe you have something. So they went out and they got Deshaun Elliott in free agency as well. They added speed there and a thumper, and they improved that strong safety position. Of course, Minkah Fitzpatrick. And so they've made attempts to improve it. It wasn't a horrible weakness last year, but it certainly wasn't a strength. And I'm not going to call it a strength, but I think it's improved over as most positions have, with the exception of the defensive line. I think they have taken great steps to improve positions that needed improved, and several of those being on defense, including the inside linebacker spot after the injuries they had.
Back to Arthur Smith for a moment. You and I are in complete agreement how much we like this hire. The really good ones are the ones that can adapt what they're doing to their personnel. They don't try to do the square peg round hole thing. When you watch Arthur Smith working with this team, what are you seeing that you think brings out the best in players because he's adapting what he does to their ability?
Well, you know what I see, Steve? I see a guy who can do here exactly what he did in Tennessee when he was the offensive coordinator there. And I'm sorry if there's any background noise because I'm at the stadium. They're getting ready to do a scrimmage with the Bills. In Tennessee, you look, he was 2 years he's the offensive coordinator.
Derrick Henry had the best 2 years. 1,500 yards, 2,000 yards.
Not only did Derrick Henry flourish, Ryan Tannehill had his best 2 years as a professional. They kind of re-energized his career, which was floundering, no pun intended, with the Dolphins. So he has the chance to do the exact same thing here. Najee Harris is as close to Derrick Henry as there is in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling him Derrick Henry, but you're talking about a big, powerful back who moves the pile and run guys over. And that's what Derrick Henry does. And you have a quarterback such as Russell Wilson, who I'm not saying needs to be re-energized. Steve, he threw 26 touchdowns last year with 8 interceptions. Do you know how many quarterbacks in the league would take that? Do you know how many teams right. would take their quarterback to be able to do that in this league? Right. A lot of them. Most of them. And so having those pieces in place, and then you throw in a guy like Jaylen Warren, who the Steelers like every bit as much as Najee Harris, I think he has two big pieces to work with, and of course he has a big play receiver. So that's why I think it's a good fit for him here, and the pieces that he utilized with success in Tennessee are almost identical here, mm-hmm. and that's why I think it's going to be a big plus for the Steelers and for him.
Yeah, I mean, and all the way through that, there's been a lot of talk about Brandon Ayuk and so forth, and who knows how that's going to play out. What do the Steelers need to do, at least with this roster, to somehow put a balance on the opposite side of Pickens that would make Pickens even more?
Steve, I missed the last part. To somehow put what?
A balance to Pickens on the other side. Who do they have in this roster that can balance Pickens out, at least? You know he'll get doubled, but the other guy may be able to make some plays. Who might that be?
Well, right, and that's why they were hoping to bring in a proven number two guy. And, you know, and Brandon Ayuk certainly fits that bill. But right now it's going to be Van Jefferson, who they like coming out of college and you know, had a good year with the Rams when they went to the Super Bowl.
No doubt.
Now, is he a proven number two? No, but right now that's going to be that guy. They brought in Kez Watkins in free agency, who had his best week at camp this past week. And they drafted Roman Wilson, who you're familiar with at Michigan. Mm-hmm. Now, he hurt his ankle, nothing serious. He'll probably be back for the last preseason game. But he hasn't had a chance to play yet, and they really like him. I'll tell you what I was surprised at, Steve, and I don't know how much you noticed this, you know, when you saw the Michigan games. He's a Hines Ward-type player. He loves contact. He's not afraid to block, makes combat catches. I couldn't get over how slight a frame he was when I first saw him. To me, when I saw him the first day of camp, I didn't even know he was one of the players. I thought it might have been one of the helpers or something. But they like this kid. So we're going to see. But what they're going to rely on, too, and you know this very well, is Pat. And so, you know, Arthur Smith's background is as a tight end coach. He loves tight ends. He loves multiple tight ends. Yep. And they drafted Darnell Washington last year, the big kid, 6'7", 280, out of Georgia. And they want to get him more involved in the pass game this year. So I think you're going to see that lack of a true number two without Ayuk try to be balanced with other weapons. And that's, I think, the approach they have taken.
See, what happened with Wilson, you're right about the frame. And in the Roman Wilson games that I did, last year he did nothing against Penn State. And they were very physical with him as to how they played. And then McCarthy got banged up as the game went, and so he stopped throwing the ball.
Right.
The year 2 years ago, 2 years ago when they were in Beaver Stadium, or 3 years ago, he caught two touchdown passes against Joey Porter Jr. on a day where Joey Porter Jr. was not physical with him. And you know, you and I both know Joey can be a bit handsy, and he decided not to be that day, and Wilson caught two touchdown passes. So when he gets a free release, he's good, but again, he's not going to be able to use his physical traits. I'm talking about like power to get by people.
Right.
That's not who he is.
Right. And that's why I think he's going to have to put on probably 10 pounds and get a little thicker. You know, not thick, just thicker. But we've seen other guys with smaller frames. I just thought his frame was a little slight.
Yeah.
But they love the way he plays. They love the way he catches and turns upfield. They just haven't had a chance to see him in a game yet. But, you know, hey, a little different competition in the NFL than it is in college.
In a lot of ways, as T.J. Watt goes, so goes the Steelers. How's he been to this point?
Well, you know, that's true. But I think what's happened by bringing in Patrick Queen, now you've made a significant effort and taking a significant step to improve your defense. That's the position. I don't know why it sounds like the Daytona Speedway here, because I'm by the stadium, but apparently some people like to try it out. You know, what he does is he stabilizes, knock on wood, a position that has been a rotating door since Ryan Shazier's career-ending injury in 2016. I mean, Steve, they've just kept bringing in player year after year after year, and, you know, this time they signed one of the biggest players in free agency, and they gave one of the biggest free agent contract they've ever given when they signed Patrick Queen. And that is as big a step as the team made. It's right up there with bringing in Russell Wilson. And so that makes them better across that linebacker group. And, you know, Landon Roberts was a surprise last year, but he was the last man standing after Cole Holcomb and Quan Alexander got hurt. And he was like the heartbeat of that defense. He's a thumper. But the guy they like as well, who they can play in sub-packages, is rookie Peyton Wilson. You know, the Benarek Butkus Award winner, highly decorated, 6'3", 242, and runs a 4.43. This kid has a chance to be maybe not only the steal of the Steelers draft, maybe the steal of the NFL draft. And, you know, for right now, he's going to play sub-package football. But they've made two big steps there, especially with Patrick Queen, to improve that position.
I think the Queen signing, we could talk about free agent signings, I thought was, there can't be another signing more important than that. So at minimum, let's be conservative, say he's the top five. But he plays the game differently than the other linebackers they've had over the recent years.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And the other thing it does, it weakens your top opponent's position well, you know, by taking him from Baltimore. But yeah, Patrick Queen is a proven big-time player. And with all the people they've tried, it's been, okay, bring them in. They're nice players. They're good players. Cole Holcomb, let's keep our fingers crossed. They're not Patrick Queen. And that's why I agree. I mean, that's, to me, it may be the biggest signing of the offseason, but I'll at least give it the fact that you brought in a 9-time Pro Bowl, Super Bowl winning quarterback who actually should have won 2 Super Bowls in Russell Wilson. That, I mean, when you're talking about marquee resume signings, let's face it, that's up there with any one of them.
Jerry, always a pleasure. I'll let you get to work inside that stadium and look forward to seeing you soon, my friend.
Well, Steve, anytime, and you know I always enjoy chatting with you.
Same here. Thanks so much. The great.
See you, my friend.
You bet. The great Jerry Dulac joining us on the show today. And the best in the business. And you talked about the golf game part of it. Look, I think the two of us have to just figure out about dropping something some weekend in the off season and just say, look, let's just go play. Let's go play and get it done. I think that's what we have to do at this point. But he's right. You get to camp. And I was able to steal around on Sunday. I was able to steal, when I mean around, I played nine holes. I was able to steal around on Sunday, nine holes. Got nine holes in on Monday. Got nine holes in on Tuesday. Couldn't do anything yesterday. Can't do anything tonight. Won't be able to do anything tomorrow. Maybe on the weekend. We'll see about maybe getting another nine holes in somewhere. But right now, when you get to this time of the season, it's just a little hit or miss when it comes to hitting the little ball around the course in terms of finding the time to do it. I will find some time because the exercise is good and I'm enjoying the game more than ever. But Jerry is right. He at training camp, and it's hard for him to get in a round in training camp, just like Penn State's in training camp. Can't get it around. Believe it or not, Mondays, I won't be able to do it Labor Day because I've got a baseball game. But Mondays will be the day during the regular season I'll be able to get in there because that's the off day. So, like, as soon as this show's over, gone.
This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, your ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Business, athletes, they'll do whatever they can to help you. Start your journey today at NILGameChangers.org. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.